Okay, yeah. Welcome to our talk, Power Sack Instead of Burnout, Political Influencing, How to not make it Evaporate. My name is Anna Kasowski. In 2021 to 2025, I was a member of the German Parliament for the Social Democrats, and I was the deputy head of the Digital Committee and a speaker for digital politics of my parliamentary party. It was all about what data, open source, and rejecting surveillance fantasies, such as control, and that was actually the issue that made me so angry that I said I'm going to run for parliament, and was very happy that we were able to work on this. Yeah, my name is Rahel Becker. I am actually a sociologist, and I used to be a data scientist in real life. And 2022 to 2025, I was able to work for Anna and see the Bundestag from inside. And yeah, it was about data protection, open data, chat control. And we thought that we had many lessons that we learned and that we would like to pass on to as many people as possible, because, well, we noticed that many organizations in unnecessary places perhaps burn energy that they could use better use elsewhere. So what is awaiting you is 11 tips how you can make your political work more effective, how to get more of an ear. And maybe this title is kind of catchy, we hoped. And we are going to point to potential burnouts, places where you can burn too much energy, and contact access to decision makers is often linked to resources such as time and money and information on the members of parliament. And I think it's so important that not just people from large corporations end up in the offices of members of parliament, but that civil society can do the same. And that's why we have these 11 tips that we prepared for you. And did we actually change politics? Well, I don't know. It's kind of in the middle, perhaps, and this is what is awaiting you. So the petition between actually change politics and world pain. And this is what's awaiting you. First, preparation, what you need to do to get your message across. Then there is the issue of timing, which is very important in processes like this. And then there is the marathon that you have to run. As soon as you've done your preparation, you have to have found the right moment. So let's start with preparation. The first hint is that every beginning is difficult. Know the playing field, know the rules. If you want to change things, you want to know where to start, to not waste the resources, and so that the people that you are working with have to know how governments, parliamentary parties, associations all work. You don't have to know every single thing, but somewhere in your network this should be known. And we're going to do a small deep dive in how this works. The smallest unit is a member of parliament, and several members of parliament together are in a committee somewhere. They build a so-called working group, and they then choose someone that represents them. That's the speaker of that working group, and that doesn't exist just once, but actually many times. In this legislative period, we had 24 so-called standing committees or standing working groups, and quite often you have temporary groups as well, but that, of course, you cannot plan at the beginning of the parliamentary period. And normally the way it works is that the committees kind of reflect what you have in terms of ministries, but you don't have to have your own ministry to have a committee or working group on it. For example, there was no digital ministry in the last legislative period, but we had a committee dealing with digital politics exclusively. And one level above the speakers, you have the deputy heads of the parliamentary parties. They have several committees below them, and at the very top you have the actual speaker of the party in the parliament. And you can imagine the further up you go in this hierarchy, the less the people are involved in depth in this, which is understandable, because if you're responsible for five committees, you cannot just be involved in, I mean, expert in all the topics. Okay, the slide is there. Thank you. You can just split up the topics in between you, for example, digital or family and senior people and women and youth is one committee. You cannot be in all this. So no one has in-depth knowledge here, but in the best case, you as the party taken together, you have the expertise, you know how to ask. And if you are in a negotiation, for example, if you have a certain project, legislative project, you always try to do as much as possible at the reporter level. And if that doesn't work, you go to the next level, to the speakers, then the deputy speakers for the parliamentary party or the speaker for the parliamentary party. And you might even end up in the coalition committee where the governing coalition meets the various parties. And you then may end up yourself negotiating or trading off things that are not really related. And there was an example that the interpreter missed. So that you see how this looks, I have an example here from the last legislative period, and these were things that I or we were responsible for all these working groups. There are lists that actually say who is responsible for what, and that actually leads to collisions sometimes. We were responsible for checking algorithmic system, but some other person was responsible for algorithms. So you have to figure out who will deal with what. But that's the case with all parliamentary parties, all committees. You have to see who are the people you can talk to in each case. And that isn't just the fact I was too lazy to do this twice. That doesn't just exist with the Social Democratic Party where I was. That is an example from the last legislative period. That existed with the Green Party and the Liberal Party, which were part of the coalition. And again, you had a counterpart in these parties, and we tried to kind of connect with each other and get things sorted. And of course, there's not just the parliamentary parties in the German parliament, but also the government. And here again, the example from the last legislative period, because that is the one we know best, not the current German government. So leading on this was the Ministry for the Interior and Homeland. This means that the Interior Committee also had the lead in the discussions in the parliamentary parties. So they were the ones that were able to debate on these. And we, as a different committee, were able to take part in the negotiations, give our opinion, but not really decide. And especially with digital politics, that quite frequently happened that we were only kind of participating, advising in the debates. And so members of parliament are never alone, of course, either. They have a team behind them always. And these are the people working in the member of parliament's office. They look after certain issues. And before you talk to a member of parliament directly, it might make sense to first actually get a feel with their assistants to see if you are actually dealing with this issue or is it someone else we should talk to, so that you actually end up where you want to end up. But also a caveat here, just like with the members of parliaments, the assistants' knowledge on certain fields can vary quite significantly. A small example here, when I found out that I am allowed to sit in the digital committee, we actually posted job ads. And the first one was just internal through some mailing distribution list. And we got many applications from nice people that said, "Hi, I've studied political science and digitalization is important, of course." Well, that was where I was already, but I wanted to have someone in the team that really was deep in those issues. And at the time, rest in peace, I actually used Twitter to further my call. And that actually got me in touch with Rahul, who brought a lot of competency so that we together could talk about issues and actually get ideas together. And you know the playing field, know the rules, that's important. Try to gain this inside knowledge, who's actually responsible for what, because you're always running after people otherwise that you don't know, and that doesn't work. And the long-time goal is you become the inside knowledge. The people from the digital civil society came to people's offices and did this with other people too. And it was so important to have this network, because just in the room here, there is an incredible amount of knowledge that maybe some members of parliament's offices might very, very well use. And there's always job ads also within the parliamentary period. So if you have a foot in the door and know how things work, but we'll come to that later. There's the burnout threat, and what we said here is the threat is that you want to reach everyone. It's just not necessary you have to reach the right people. That is our first lesson to learn. Second, your preparation and less is more. You need a clear message and a clear goal. If you are going to knock on some member of parliament's door, they want to know, what do you want from me? So the good thing is to have 1, 2, 3 core demands and repeat these, repeat ad nauseam, and as concretely as possible. If you have a law that comes to your mind, if it's clear which law you want to have changed, then that is for the person that have to implement this so much more easy. If you have a concrete proposal, this is where we have to change a certain text. Know your target audience. Have a reasoning and have examples. Technical issues, in particular, you have to be able to explain these in a way that even your grandmother will understand it, because the examples that you bring with you ultimately are passed on up the chain and they keep being repeated. The better your example, the more understandable it is, the easier it becomes for people. And also think of a story. Stories are better than individual bullet points. Someone might remember, there was this person, we talked with them, they do this nice thing with the sensor data. So build a story that people remember later on, so that months later they might come back to it. And also, at the end, what we lose quite a lot is one-pager. Executive summary, context, problem, solution, your demands. That has to fit on one A4 page, and you send that out. The burnout threat here that we often saw is wrong content in the wrong place. White papers, they are nice, but in the political everyday operations, no one reads them. No one has the time to actually open the white paper and have them summarized by ChatGPT. No one does that. Annual reviews, white papers is good for election manifestos, but actually lots of things work through one pages and notes. You can actually get all used up in long texts and long papers that you put on your website. No one in political operations has the time to look at websites and search for content. You have to put this into people's inboxes, and that actually gets us to the next item already.
Exactly. Our third lesson is, together we are strong. You don't have to do everything alone. You can look for cooperators. For example, chat control. I was so happy as one living in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern to see the third poster in there, because I never would have had the idea to address the football fans about chat control. But yeah, they are confronted with surveillance all the time. And the bigger the coalition, the better the chance that someone will listen to you. And what's important as well, look for a strategy and do a timetable. So reduction, a petition might be right. A letter at the right time might also really make sense. And a social media action or thing might really work. So make a plan. For example, the chat control to stop it. What is your plan? What's your goal? And who can we talk to? Which party might we want to talk to? One person might like the Social Democrats, another the leftists, another the Green Party. So share the burden. You don't have to do everything. And together we are definitely stronger. So different needs can be filled by different tools, and share the burden. And in this area, you know, there can be a meeting and a meeting for a meeting, and you just organize yourselves forever in a circle without ever getting anything out. But an open letter can be enough. So then a meeting with members of parliament, we'll get to that. And at some meetings, you maybe should not be 20 people. 1 or 2 can be enough. And maybe a clean separation sometimes also makes sense. And that brings us to preparation. And that's the source of success. And we before saw the list of the reporting people, and it really matters who you send something to. Those not responsible for a topic, it does not bring any benefit if you send your emails or white papers to them. Drinking a tea or coffee with them, they might be polite and listen to you, but they will not hand on your information. So you need to figure out who is responsible. That really betters your chances that your white paper makes it up the chain. And then know your friends, know your enemies. You really need to know, on one hand, who is responsible, but also who maybe slightly on your side already, but also really important, who in the past also talked about this before and who might shoot against you. There is people who already talked thousands of times to a topic, and they will do so again. And just to go back to the archives of the press, of the newspapers, and it can be really interesting to know maybe already the arguments and the ideas these people will bring up. Also, also the money is really important. So the killer for every idea is the money. If nobody can pay for it, it will die. So think about, is there money ready for this? Because otherwise they will say, we can't afford that. And then it will be dead on arrival. So address the right people. If you found the right people, burnout risk already is significantly reduced because they take your ideas with them and turn it into something. And that's what you want. Address people who can do something about it. He would also have, where you wanted to tell something about email. Yeah, do not spam. Sometimes it happens that you get so many emails about a topic that you don't even see it anymore. For example, the cannabis law. Here you see an inbox and you see in real time what's happening. One of them filmed their screen and other mails just, so other things just go down. And I don't know who of you saw the chat control talk yesterday. Sometimes it can really make sense to do this. But if other topics then drop out, for one topic we got 25,000 emails in 2 days. I answered all of them, but always the same. And I voted no, but other topics fell through the cracks because they disappeared between all those mails. So, know your friends. Bring the right messages to the right people. So, talking is silver, talking is gold. So you have your message, you know who to address, and you have your cooperators, and you share the burden. Now you need to go meet up for coffee, meet up for tea with the offices of members of parliament, and you have to send out your cooperators and talk. Always your one-pagers, always the same arguments, always the same positions, and bring them out into all the sessions. What you want at the end of the day is that two politicians, independently of each other, meet and pitch your ideas to each other. That's your goal. The burnout threat here is at too many meetings. Here you really have to check which meetings do make sense and share the burden. You don't have to go to a meeting every evening of the week. It makes sense to also talk to each other. Who else will be there? Someone very clever from an NGO told me, well, if they and they are there already from these two groups, they have the same message as us. We don't maybe have to go as well. So share between the organizations as well. Now, one swallow does not make a summer. If you can't hear it anymore, then the first are going to get it. I have an example. If you think everyone got it, why collecting all the internet data is a bad idea. No, they did not get it yet. And that does not mean. So I thought, are they evil or just incompetent? And mostly they just don't know any better. And you have to explain it to them why it's a bad idea. And we learned that at least half the work as a digital politician is just educating people. Because a parliament, they just know about the internet as much as in the general public. And you just have to answer prompts or use I used prompts like explain it to me like an eighth grader, not just once.
Always use various means of communication at the same time. Consider various levels, parties, functions, associations, and constituencies. Maybe we received a lot of emails, but the Liberal Party did not, where it might have made more sense. And that applies to other issues as well. So make sure that the issue does not arrive at those that you think are closest to your position, but actually those that you really have to convince. Parties can be very useful. If you get no further with the parliamentary party in the parliament, you go through their party's regional levels or the federal level, and that might be a way of actually reaching these same people in a different way. Associations as well. And what is often forgotten is constituencies, because these are so important. And instead of writing equally worded emails to loads of subjects, experts in the parties, it might make a lot of sense to write emails to these are responsible for your constituency or other constituencies. And we had instances where the emails did end up with us all the time, but they came through 30 different colleges asking, Anna, what is happening there? I've got this email from my constituency office. We have to do something. And if you can stand up in your parliamentary party and pitch a topic and say, we have to work on this, it doesn't work, it can't be this way, then it makes a real difference if I'm standing there alone, only a few people given a boss, but all that, whether instead 30 or 40 people have reached the same information to their constituencies and then applaud to you. So actually include the information that you are in this constituency. So we had to actually filter in the end, because we wouldn't have had any other thing else but respond to emails that, or topics that we weren't responsible for. And therefore, do state that you are from this constituency, and it's quite easy to find out who is responsible for which constituency. You can have this search form here where you can enter a postcode. And so these are the people that are responsible for my constituency, where I live. So at least two of them I would write to, not the interpreter is guessing the member from the far right AFD. So at least two of these I would write to and say, hey, at this point, this is where you really have to get involved. And then what we have talked about so far, the thing about the equally worded mass email is that is technology you can use. I could say, please explain this to me. This is my text. You could include something like, these are the five items that I am criticizing. And then add that I am from this constituency. So that doesn't make the emails equal, less easy to recognize. And you gain this kind of momentum in the party, because the question always is, who has the right standing in the party? And sometimes it depends on these people to actually change something or prevent a change, because that was what Chat Control was all about. Again, a good tip against burnout: have a clear message, clear recipients, and divide them up, who can deal well with whom, and use personal levels, and use the search function of the German Parliament website. And well-intended is the opposite of well-done. We know that members of Parliament receive thousands of demands every day, and that doesn't mean that something will happen, and doesn't even have to be ignored in malice. This is an example from June 2022 that I still had in my photo library. This is what a diary might look like. And if you on Tuesday evening talk with someone, okay, and say, oh, this is fantastic, very important, and I'm have to remember to write a message, and this can actually go under in the rest of the week. So keep at it, and do not believe that by writing just once you will effect a change, but actually ask again. And the burnout threat here is you should divide people up and also ask follow-ups through various channels. And what's also here, I don't know if this will come up later, there's this thing called a parliamentary breakfast, which everyone likes, which is all nice, but doesn't have an effect. That's only the start. And asking again is what matters here. And that gets us to timing. So we've prepared well, we have a message, we know everyone, we've got the message out, we sent letters, which is good in preparation, and now the draft law comes. And now it's important to know when that will be published, because, you know, soon as the procedure is kicked off, it starts at this point, and it has a certain urgency at that time. And what's important to know is when the issue comes to the on the agenda. And you can find this out by regularly contacting Member of Parliament's offices. You can use the press, but often by the time something reaches the press, it's kind of late. If you have your ears open through other ways, you may be able to find things out a bit earlier. And then there is cabinet agendas. So the cabinet will deal with certain issues at certain times, and from that you can quite easily read what will then next be on the agenda. And at least by that time, it would be the time to have a plan for when it gets serious. So among your alliance and your partners, you have to know what to do at what time. If you write press statements, for example, if you want to make sure that the necessary rapporteurs have your mobile numbers, if you want to make sure that the one pager has actually reached everyone and that everyone in your alliance has the current, the latest version of it, that is the time to make sure. And you have to consider, soon as this legislative process starts, it's good to have everything ready in case it gets really, it goes on really fast, because it, if it does go fast, then deadlines of about 24 hours are suddenly in place, and people tell you we'll need an answer by the day after tomorrow. That is not unlikely, by the way. And the burnout problem here is at that point, the threat of burnout is quite high here. So make sure beforehand that you have the extra hours, that you maybe have worked a bit less beforehand, expect to have to work a bit longer, and also being reachable as an alliance. So when there's an email at 6 p.m., please give us a response by the day after tomorrow. You have to be ready, and if everyone's on holiday by that time, well, that's kind of bad. So again, follow the money is another hint. So at this point, you still might encounter people saying, we can't do this because there is no financing, no budget for it. So it's good to talk to the budget people, and they might tell you, well, we've thought about this, and this maybe is a way to finance this. Okay.
This is what happened to us. We also had to make different plans for different scenarios. We also prepared PR statements for different scenarios because we didn't know which one would happen. So burnout, danger, and the deadlines of 24 hours again. So again, if it burns, it burns quickly. Another example, chat control, has reached the idea that tomorrow the ministries will come together at a cafe or at a Kleeblatt, and she did something that's basically impossible. In 6 hours, she managed to have the Social Democratic Party but also another one, and she managed them to address this together, and within 6 hours, this many people. It's basically impossible, but she did it. And it only worked because we were prepared. We had the one pages and five different, the fifth and sixth and seventh and so on version. And we had everything ready. So everything could work out. So preparation really works. And give them the one pages, the ministers that are your allies, and publicly. Highly visible actions can really be a good thing, because the media attention can really give it a push, and the politicians who are against it, and if they have the public behind them, then they have a lot of pressure, and they can build up a lot of pressure. And if people then say it's not that bad, and if others on the other on your side can say no, it is really bad, those are the moments you need. And pressure can be really useful there. There is months when nothing happens. In summertime, not much happens. But if you know something is coming, we have the timetable, we have the schedule. And when in doubt, prepare and also prepare a timetable. Share the timetable again amongst you. And everyone should have access to the timetable, because if you're not ready at the right time, everything can be for naught. And it's a marathon, not a sprint. And continuous work does the work. It can take works, can take years of work. The first time in January 22, I got the first signals from Brussels. And then because it was my first time as a politician. And before that, I thought the digital people, they are great, and the ministers of the interior, they do weird things. So we wanted to do it differently. So we had an internal group where all the experts from all the different cabinets, from the interior, from the digital, they all came together, and we exchanged information, and we wrote one paper in the end where we said we want to protect children. We don't want mass surveillance. We need to show what's possible. And nobody is writing about mass surveillance, but we could reach all the colleagues who are now working on this. They were educated. They are not tricked as easily anymore. If someone wants to whisper to them, I know it better, they are not tricked this easily, and this only works if you have a long-term plan. And you need to keep topics on the agenda. And I had to explain over Christmas why the mass collection of data is a bad idea. And yes, some people move, things change. And you should be prepared to hand over information and contact so it does not get lost. And it has to be preserved for this long way. So working on topics for years, it can be tough and it can degrade your nerves, but it's worth it to stick with it. And my experience is it's great to know that you're not alone. You're not doing the fight alone. If it's a great office you're working with, but also the civil society, and yeah, that tell you thank you for staying strong, it can really help you if you get hit. Another thing I personally really want to stress, everyone's cooking just with water. Politicians are just people, they're just humans. And in all those years, I got to meet people I didn't like, but I also met people everywhere who are really sensible and nice. And you might not understand why they are on the party they are in, but it's their decision. It's not up to me to decide for them. And some of them are actually really nice. And relationship work, it helps. It's always the case. If we like someone, we tend to listen better. It's not that you are acting. that's what other people do. But if you are talking to them sensibly, and if you meet someone you like, the chances are better that they want to work with you. And on the other side, burnout danger or threat of burnout, it might be easy to talk badly about those up there, but it doesn't help if people won't work with you because you insulted them. So maybe also share the burden, and the people who do the communication and the people who send out the one pages, that those can be the same people over a long time, because we already know, no matter which topic it is, data collection, data hoarding, chat control, it will be with us for years, and we want to be able to fight the good fight, and so we need to do it well. So thank you for your attention. We are ready for questions. Yeah, so the applause is well earned. Great talk, well structured. And I believe we have some 6 minutes for questions. So if there are questions, there is one. I just wanted to give two comments. I was one of those nice colleagues. We did relationship work amongst each other and complained about the others. So if you want to know who's responsible, there is the Open Parliament TV. I used it myself, and keywords like chat control to find out who in which party already mentioned this earlier, so you know their positions. Very helpful. And when in doubt, if people are new, they are not in this archive. So the speakers of the fractions of the parties, you can ask them. And also be aware that some people are, some topics are in the under heads of many people. So some is in the group that works for youth work, there is a children commission. You need to work on all the people responsible for a topic. There is the German FCC, if you will. There are different laws, there is the AI Act. So there is often many people that you have to talk to. But there's also people who are also responsible for the power networks. So you need to know who to address. And then relationship building, so politicians. We don't have much time. And if you are talking and talking, but do not get a meeting in the next months, try the assistance. So maybe a different party than me, but still, the assistance can be nice. And don't call them during the busiest time if it's not necessary, because they are really busy. So if they are meeting weeks, they are really busy. In non-meeting weeks, they have time. And sometimes they are asking for your opinion, and civil society is underrepresented, but you can also send one in without being asked. So check to what topics they are talking at the moment. You can do that as an NGO, but as a single person, and you just send it in, and it will be printed out for them. Great. I think we have time for a question as well.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much for the great cooperation during the traffic light, the previous government of Germany.
The Social Democrat Green and Liberal Coalition.
Thanks for being understanding. Thanks for the great ideas for writing one pages. And if it wasn't said before, thank you very much for your help writing a paper before. We're using it well right now. The question would be, how did you do it? Because as I know, it was less than 4 hours.
Do you want to spill your secrets? Well, We simply, well, it was two phone calls in the end. Well, a few more maybe, but everyone had the one pager, and the thing then wrote itself, really. Yeah.
Jo, danke.
Thank you.
Wir haben noch eine Frage aus dem Internet.
Die geht an Anna. Welche Vorarbeit war denn nötig?
Yeah, Anna, what preparation was necessary to get elected? Because it's basically not, yeah, this topic makes me angry, and bam, you're in the government.
Well, this really makes me angry. That was 2 years in the making, and this was the time of the Social Democrat Conservative Coalition. So that was when they resolved to centrally store all the data of everyone in the mandatory health insurance, and I really was angry and I wrote emails, and the response was, thank you for your email. I wrote with my health experts and they say it's okay. And well, maybe don't go to the doctors, but to your digital experts, and I followed up and there was no further response, and that made me say, okay, I'm going to stand for election. Whether you make it or not is a very different question. So when we were sitting together the first time, that was in the middle of the night at some bar, and we thought, well, the probability of this happening is less than 2%, but I didn't want this this event where the party would choose its candidates to have just one candidate standing. And so I threw my hat in the ring, and actually it worked out. I actually won against a competitor, and there was a lot of luck involved there too. I was placed second in the list in the state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern in the northeast of Germany. It didn't matter. We did actually gain all the direct mandates, the constituency mandates, the one that used to be held by Chancellor Angela Merkel. And this was the first time this was ever won by the Social Democrats. No one had expected this. And then the fact was, if you enter parliament, you can actually register what you wish to do, what committees you want to go into, but that doesn't guarantee that you actually get these. And if so I went to my parliamentary party, and most of these in the Social Democratic Party will want to go to the Labour and Social Affairs Committee. So I wanted something different. I had two committees that I wished for, but it was clear that this is what I wanted, and because I was that exceptional, had this exceptional interest, I was able to deal with digital politics and data protection. That it was what we did.
Great. We have no more time for further questions, but you can reach them in the following hours and days. Thank you very much.